This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house. Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 171. I'm one of your hosts, Breezy.
And I'm your other host, Ray. The biggest news of the weekend was Lainey Wilson won her first
won a Grammy. I was waiting for that one. Did you see Miley's performance?
I saw clips of it, yeah.
Oh my God, she's so great.
She's fantastic. Her speech was like very all over the place, but you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch the Grammys, but I
No.
Obviously, Lainey's thing pulled up immediately. And I was like, I'm so proud of her. She's so great.
Me too.
I kept seeing Miley's videos of her just being Miley.
Yeah.
And I loved it. She's the best. Like, let's be real.
She is.
She's the best.
She is so freely her and just lives.
Just iconic. Yeah. Just she's just iconic.
We need that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That.
She's like, would she be considered the modern day Madonna?
I hate doing that kind of comparison thing. I don't think you can truly compare, but
no, you can't. But like the way that she acted at the Grammy, yeah.
And just sort of not being afraid to try new things. I don't like the word reinventing mm-hmm. herself because like I also don't think that applies, but just doing new things, doing different music, changing her look. Mm-hmm. Just freely being who she is and doing what she wants, I think is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's great.
But really, that wasn't like that was Breezy and I's big moment of the weekend, but there was so much that happened over the weekend. We've got a couple of quick topics to cover: Olympics, Four Nations, All Star Weekend, PWHL news. We've got Elmo. We've got punchable faces and a lot to cover. And I'm very excited to talk about all of this, starting with, I am so happy the boys are going back to the Olympics.
I am too. I saw the news and I was like, they needed that because they've been asking to go back.
Yes. They were dealing with financial mm-hmm. agreements and getting the right money and price to get the boys to play and have the season pause for what, probably like 2 weeks, maybe more.
Yeah. Which but I mean, they already get a break anyway.
Yeah. I mean, boys who aren't all-stars get a break.
Yeah. But then like you think about it, like if you're playing for your country, like that's something different.
Oh, I think the pride amongst the players and the honor to be able to do this. And for so many of them, it's been over 10 years to be able to have the opportunity to do it and qualify for it. I'm so, so excited. And I'm sure there's probably some boys who've never played in the Olympics and maybe aren't even playing anymore. And that sucks for them. But this is,
'cause you figure this could be like Sid's last year playing for his country, which, I mean, that's sad. That's actually sad to think about.
I know, but he played in the Olympics, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if you had an opportunity to play every time the Olympics came around, like you would do it.
Yeah.
But if you can't, then like that kind of sucks.
It does. I'm stoked. Yeah. It's in Milan, Italy. I'm like this, like that would be enough reason for me to want to go. I love everything Italian and Italy, except it would be my worst nightmare going to an Olympics with all of those people. I just would not. Yeah. I would not be able to enjoy a minute of it unless I was.
No, you'd be getting cannolis.
Yeah. I'd be trying cannolis in every city, like within the vicinity of every restaurant and rating them. Yeah. That's what I would be mm-hmm. doing.
Yep. We'd get weekly, no, daily updates on the cannolis.
Today's cannoli is. Oh, that
Ray's
would be
cannoli adventures.
That would be a dream. Are you kidding? That would be my Olympics.
The cannoli fest.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God. Ridiculous.
So that's in 2026. So we have 2 years. But have no fear. The players will have the opportunity to have a little warm-up, if you will, because the NHL has decided to do a Four Nations Face Off, they're calling it. And this will be next February of 2025, where they're going to do some sort of mid-season tournament between US, Canada, Finland, and Sweden. Now, there aren't really a whole lot of details about what all that is, but this is, I think, going to be their warm-up for the league to test out, like, how this break's going to work, right, for the following year with the Olympics, getting the players an opportunity to sort of hopefully team up with some of the people that they would be playing with. Plus, I mean, it's not going to just be NHL players, I don't think, on those teams in the Olympics. So this tournament, I believe, is only NHL players, which I think will be really fun to see these guys play each other in this way. Also notably missing is a Russian team, probably due to political reasons, but
yeah,
that's not on the list. But
but then if you add Canada, then you need to, or Russia, then you would need to add in another country, and it's like,
what country are we picking here?
I know. What would we pick? Probably like Slovakia or something like that.
Yeah. One of those countries up in the north.
Yeah.
That I can't think of at the moment. But I think that will be interesting to, I think that could be really interesting. And we'll see how that plays out. More news, of course, will follow. I guess let's do a little bad news for Breezy.
Okay.
Tell everyone the bad news.
Let me figure this out. Okay, well, the Kings fired their head coach. Well, we all know how I feel about recycled coaches anyway. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think it was Todd's fault.
It's not.
And when you have players who are not performing, it's not necessarily the coach's fault, because he can't force players to play harder. So that was an out. That was an easy out, and it's still, it's not going to, until the players start playing better, then that's what it's going to happen. And they're going to say, oh, the coaching change worked because the players are not performing. No. The players just need to perform. Jim something, I'm drawing a blank on the name. It's just like an interim coach at this point, like he's just coming up. Because you don't go from winning, 16 games in a row at the very beginning of the season and be like, oh, yeah, to then losing and then be like, coach's fault.
No.
Because why did the coach help them win 16 games straight and like set like a record?
Yeah, some could argue that he didn't have control over the players or have their respect. I'm sure that's
the Yeah, but they also said the same thing about Sutter and look what Sutter did. And then you know that was the case where like they had bad relations in that locker room because of that. But with Todd, I mean, they look like they were, it never seemed like, I mean, I'm not in the locker room, but it never seemed like that. Mm-mm. And it was just most, I mean, if you have Drew Doughty calling out people, calling out players, saying it's not the coach's fault, it's the players worrying about their own individual points and needing to do it for themselves and or for the team, and then still not performing.
Yeah, it's hard.
And Drew Doughty would be the one that would say there's a coaching problem.
For sure.
Like, let's be real.
Yeah, he's not afraid.
Out of everybody. No.
Yeah. Call out what needs to be changed. And the other thing is, this is an example of how important, we talk about this all the time, the in locker room team camaraderie of the players is. It is so important that you have a group of guys who are in it for the team and in it and believe in what they're doing and are fully on board with it. And it sounds like something shifted dramatically at the halfway point of the season for that team, and they are not in it, and they are not going to win it just based on, unless something changes in their mindset. But I don't know what that is. Something big would have to happen to flip that switch back.
Yeah. Someone's going to say, everybody's saying the Dubois curse is here. So,
well, some of the stats do say otherwise, which we've talked about, but that there is a curse, or there's
something
going on. Except, how can you hate him? He like did a whole feature on like animal rescues in LA, and like did a whole social media.
Yeah, part. I mean it's all noise, right? Like, yeah. it comes down to more than just a single player and things that. But well, I do like watching the puppies.
I know.
The little tiny little guys. They're so cute.
I would just want to save all the animals. Quit all the rest of this. And then go on a cannoli tour. Sounds great.
I feel like you need to get a dog, like a new dog. Not a new dog, but like another dog.
We need another dog.
And name him Cannoli. That's so cute. It's a good idea.
I think that should be the name of my next dog, is Cannoli.
It should be. It's Cannoli.
It could be a boy or a girl, too. I feel like it fits.
Yeah.
And then you could be like, holy cannoli.
Exactly. It's just great.
They have to be like tan and white. I'm going to like just search for a dog that solely looks like a cannoli so I can name it Cannoli. That's the dog I'm going to save. So lucky day for that dog.
Lucky day. If you look like a cannoli, you're coming home with me.
Okay, All-Star Weekend. A lot happened. We cannot cover all of it. Overall, I thought the amount of content, good content, entertainment value-wise, we got through socials was great.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great moments. Lots of fun, reshareable content brought some giggles and some entertainment to me.
You what?
Yeah.
You giggled at something?
Especially
having to probably do with Austin Matthews?
No, I did not giggle. I think I smiled at a few things. So
I giggled when Austin was putting his gear up and Bieber was just sitting there. Just
put his private part right in Bieber's face.
And Justin goes, you dirty little boy. That's so funny.
Boys are weird. Boys are so weird.
They're so funny. I like their relationship.
I feel like I would do that with like my boobs. Like I would like put my boobs in front of like your face or something. Like if you were sitting and I was like just to be funny, you know?
It's just to be funny, yeah.
Yeah. Like just
it happens all the day.
Like Sarah, my friend Sarah, she used to do like I used to wear more like low cut tops, and we would go out to the club 10 years ago, and she would take her finger, put it in between my boobs, and go no, just like I don't know why. Like this, it was just so weird and funny, and like I don't know, you know. So don't do it too. We've all got our things. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm really a hockey player on the inside. I don't know.
That is so funny.
Yeah. She would just do it. And I was like, okay, we're doing it. I don't care.
Well, the next time you're at her house, she better do this live on air.
I will make her do it. I will make her do it. I will make her do it to me. There's no video proof of that. But anyway. Okay. What was your high and low of the All-Star Game weekend? Like favorite moment, least favorite moment, or like happiest thing you saw and stupidest thing you saw?
Oh gosh, what did I see? I mostly just saw from social clips.
The coolest moment I thought was Rick Tocchet and Wayne Gretzky behind the bench together. I loved seeing the TNT boys. Well, you know, because Tock was on for a season, but I loved seeing them behind the bench. And also, how terrifying to be the players on that team with Gretzky standing behind you.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, better turn up and actually put some effort in here and not disappoint the great one. So that was a high for me. I had a lot of lows, which I'm sure we're not surprised. But the lowest of the low that I am going to pick is Nikita Kucherov.
Okay. I just saw something come up on him today.
This guy, he was either hungover, phoned it in, gives zero fucks. We know he gives zero fucks, right? Like, as just what we've seen from post-game pressers when he won the Stanley Cup and everything. But during the skill, one of the skills competitions, he phoned it in, like, did not put in any effort to try to compete, could not have cared less, and he got a lot of heat for it. Except, and also, he should. But also, it's a little funny. But also, like, why is the league putting this guy there then? Like, this is not helping the league. This is not the example you want to set for the next generation of players, that you can be an asshole and show up to the All-Star game and then just be a dick about it. I mean, come on. You know, like, this is... you're representing the league at this point and not necessarily your team. This is a whole, the All-Star game is a whole promo for the league. So don't put that guy there then, you know, it's like, don't come. If you're going to have that kind of attitude, it's like, this could be fun. Yeah. You're bitter. You're not in Mexico or in Dubai with Ovechkin and like having a grand old time, but okay. It's like part of what you sign up for. Suck it up. Just put in a little effort. So that was my low.
Right.
What's your high and low?
Okay. So just going off of what I've seen, because I wasn't able to watch any of it really. I really liked how they included, like, did the like the influencer, like the game, like on, like outside. Like that was fun. For the whole weekend, you know?
Yes.
And the whole, like, skills comp and the All-Star game, like, I like the skills comp, but, like, it does get boring. So, and then when you don't watch it, it's just, like, whatever. So, but I did see clips that, like, Hillary Knight was out for the influencer game, and that just looked like a lot of fun. And that it would have been probably more fun to watch because you got those guys doing trick shots and just being goofy. And then... I also, okay, I didn't like how every single player had to take a picture with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Like, isn't there more to do than just take a, like, don't get me wrong, I love the Biebs. But it was like every single picture you saw, like a team post.
Yeah.
It was their player with Justin Bieber.
Yeah. That was a little
weird. I didn't really, I was like, I mean, I guess it's not my low. I don't think I have a low. It was just like a, that wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Like, they all were asking to take a picture with him.
Which is, I mean, that's normal, but, like, to have, like, every, like, social media post on my feed end up being, like, someone with Justin Bieber was like, okay, I get it. I get it. I wish I was there, too. I get it.
Yeah. It was a little overkill, I think, on the Biebs content.
Yeah.
I have a mixed feeling about Biebs. It was really cute to see him be genuinely like a fan and just you could feel his like genuine excitement to be there, to be like around all these guys. Like he wishes he could have been an NHL player. Like just like, you know, all of those moments I think really made him super relatable to us fans, along with Will Arnett, Michael Bublé, not so much. And then who was the other celebrity coach? Oh yeah. Tate McRae.
Tate McRae. Yeah.
There was zero content from her, like verbal content from her anywhere. I didn't see hardly anything of her being like fangirling about being there with all these guys, like whatever, I'm over her. But I think the, seeing those moments and hearing from those celebrities in that way is how all of us feel and all of us watching and how we would all be freaking out and just have like a loss of words to be able to coach these guys and be around all of them. And I think that was one of the winningest moments and successes of this All-Star weekend.
The,
just you're connecting with the fans. And that bottom line to me is the most important thing.
Yeah.
So
hands down.
And of course, McDavid won everything solo, which is not surprising because he's going to continue to just win all the solo awards and never have a Stanley Cup. So there's that. And then the Leafs actually won something. They won the thing that means the least, which is the All-Star game. Yay, Leafs.
So sarcastic.
Yeah.
So sarcastic. Yeah. Cool.
What's your note? Oh, and Bedzie got to go. Connor Bedard got to go. His face is feeling so nice. That 18-year-old body just healing up real well for him.
It looks so good. It looks so good.
The bruising is minimal now. He's like ready to go. He looked like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
Like in awe. Just totally in awe. And I thought it was super adorable.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. What do you have here? Rookies? Cute.
Okay. Maybe this is just me. But I feel like every rookie season for like the up and coming guys, every single time they get hurt.
Yeah. Fantilli, Kirby Dach, Bedard.
McDavid broke his leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that, are we just like putting these boys out there too soon?
No, I think it maybe it's just, okay, maybe it's just them not knowing how to play at that like level of speed, like knowing how to do it and like being physically able to do it, but like feeling maybe like, oh my God, like I need to step it up, and then working extra hard and then just being injury prone, I guess. But I don't know the answer to that, but I'm like, so now all the rookies just get injured in their rookie season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It's not great. I really don't think they're prepared for a lot of the defensive elements of game and the level. And again, they're 18, some of them. They're not fully developed humans. And they're playing against 30-year-olds who are built like a brick shit house.
Right.
You're going to get hurt. I mean, just, I don't know, physics, right? Velocity, mass, volume, speed. I don't know. There's a formula, I'm sure. There's like facts. That's going to happen if you're not careful and doing what you need to. But you are correct. I noticed that as well, especially when Fantilli went out. But that was a freak thing with him with the blade to his leg. But still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Got to protect our boys. That's also why I am not like a big, I'm like hesitant to rely on rookies coming in their first season and expecting a lot. And also just the draft with rookies. It's like, you don't know what's going to happen. They're young.
Yeah.
There's a lot that can swing one way or the other way very quickly when you're that young and coming into the league. Anyway.
Yeah. PWHL news.
Yeah. I saw this and I thought it was really, really awesome. Actually hearing from NHL players talking about how awesome the PWHL is and the players and how they're watching the highlights and they're, you know, watching the games and they're just buzzing about them, if you will.
Yeah.
It happened, the sound bites came from the Ottawa Senators, Tim Stützle and Jacob Chychrun. They were interviewed about that. And this is where Canada keeps getting it right. They did a whole like Sens skill competition within their team, I guess.
Yeah.
And they brought in some of the PWHL players. And so they're like really doing a great job marketing them and, as opposed to, well, that's also the capital of Canada, right? The countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. I don't, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So they do, like, they had their prime minister there and, you know, all of these things. And they're really doing a big push to market this. And I think we could be doing a little bit more stateside in the United States.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was good to see. And then all of these people in the comments are so stupid. I don't like calling anybody stupid, but like so stupid. They're
be better.
Yeah.
Is that you're saying?
Yeah.
Be better.
Be no, grown. Be good. Be grown.
Be grown. Be grown.
They're saying like, oh, like these boys acting like girls can't play hockey and how surprised they are. I'm like, that's not what they're doing. They're praising, they're giving you the attention that is deserved from their mouths. We need them. Stop hating on these men. We need the men. You need the NHL players to be on board and promoting them and talking positively for fuck's sake about the women's league. I was like, oh God, I am going to lose it in the comments if I start going after these people who are just like, oh, how do you not know? They do know. And this is called press and publicity for the league. Get a fucking grip. Be grown and like see the big picture, you idiots. I can't. I was like, people are pissing me off, man, big time. Like,
oh my God, I love it.
It's like get with the program. This is good. Yeah. This is good. Yeah. This is good for this the is league. Good. Like, do you not understand how the world works? Okay.
Yeah, I like good in the league, and I liked the survey of who most likely to get punched in the face.
Okay, I was really surprised about that like survey with Nick Cousins being the number one answer.
Well, yeah, Nick Cousins is becoming, well, not becoming, like he is a very not well liked player for many reasons, just because he's Nick Cousins.
Apparently.
I like him a little bit though, but
yeah,
that's funny. I laughed. And I was like, I feel like other people should have made that list, but that's okay.
Well, the second most was like a bunch of other people, like not one singular player. So
yeah.
And then Marshawn
Wilson was like so far down on the list too. And I was like, oh, well, he's been punched in the face many times. Like, I think he's probably old news now.
Yeah. And Brad Marchand, of course,
pretty
high up on the list, but
yeah,
I was a little surprised. I'm like, oh, okay. We're going with Cousins. All right. Cool.
Here you go.
We have a little 1-2.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the other story I was loving. And I don't know how the league let them do this, but apparently Elmo, like from Sesame Street, tweeted, how is everybody, your friend Elmo just checking in? And the Twitter or the X took over with like, people's comments were so bluntly honest about like just being really bad. Like everybody is feeling horrible. And the Arizona Coyotes tweeted, oh, just have nowhere to live and no chance of ever winning a Stanley Cup. Something like that. I gotta find it. I was like, that actually, I'm laughing. That actually
you are led.
Made me laugh. I was like, I can't believe the team tweeted that. I like, how could they? They said, just need a Stanley Cup and a home, but other than that, couldn't be better.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I
like it.
Just like,
I'm liking the Coyotes. I am liking the Coyotes.
Yeah, I could not believe they just like called that out. I was dying.
Oh, yeah.
There was also some news somewhere that the Coyotes are working with some other government municipality, either the state or different cities, about purchasing some land. So there's some
Northern Phoenix. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. It's not even worth talking about given this way that their stadium, no stadium, home, no home thing has been going.
Yeah.
Who's your hunk of the week, Breezy?
Philip Forsberg.
Why? Don't say because of his mustache.
He's just so cute. He's just such a handsome guy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mine is Tyler Bertuzzi.
Okay.
Because he donated his hair to kids with cancer. That's why he grows his hair out.
Okay.
He said, a lady in Michigan does it for me, so it was kind of the perfect time, and he cut his hair off and donated it to kids with cancer.
Very nice. What a guy.
Like, love him. I love this for him. This is amazing.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's, see, we need more of this content. Like, we need more of this from from all of the people and the cannoli tour. The people. And then I'll be happy one day.
Yeah, one day.
Nothing's ever going to make my glass half full. Here we are.
Here we are.
All right. That's it.
Until next week.
Yep.
Okay. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Be grown. Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.